Okay. Today, can we see said offerings here, or is there something he's on about?
Anyway,
tonight he'll do it.
Yeah, I'll just make sure.
Read about the expansions of Lord Nityananda. Glorify Lord Nityananda by reading about his expansions. Because this follows from the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Reading about Lord Chaitanya's devotees. Read about Lord Nityananda's devotees. Chapter 11. Prabhupada says, as the branches and sub-branches of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were described in the 10th chapter, in this 11th chapter, the branches and sub-branches of Sri Nityananda Prabhu are similarly listed. Nityananda padam bhoja bringan prema madun matan natvai kilante shumukya likyante katachin maya. After offering my obeisances unto all the devotees of Sri Nityananda Prabhu who are like bumblebees collecting honey from his lotus feet, I shall try to describe those who are the most prominent. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who has taken shelter at his lotus feet is glorious. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the topmost branch of the indestructible tree of eternal love of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the sub-branches of that topmost branch. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is an extremely heavy branch of the Sri Chaitanya tree. From that branch grow many branches and sub-branches. Watered by the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these branches and sub-branches have grown unlimitedly and covered the entire world with fruits and flowers. These branches and sub-branches of devotees are innumerable and unlimited. Who could count them? For my personal purification, I shall try to enumerate only the most prominent amongst them. Here Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport. One should not write books or essays on transcendental subject matter for material name, fame, or profit. Transcendental literature must be written under the direction of a superior authority because it is not meant for material purposes. If one tries to write under superior authority, he becomes purified. All Krishna conscious activities should be undertaken for personal purification, not for material gain. And continues the text. After Nityananda Prabhu, the greatest branch is Virabhadra Goswami, who also has innumerable branches and sub-branches. It is not possible to describe them all. Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes Virabhadra Goswami as the direct son of Srila Nityananda Prabhu and disciple of Janava Devi. His real mother was Vishuddha. In the Gorgana Deshtipika, verse 67, he is mentioned as an incarnation of Shirodakshai Vishnu. Therefore, Virabhadra Goswami is non-different from Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In a village of the name Jamantapur, in the district of Hugali, Virabhadra Goswami had a disciple named Yadunathacharya, who had two daughters, a real daughter named Srimati, and a foster daughter named Narayani. Both these daughters married, and they are mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar, chapter 13. Virabhadra Goswami had three disciples who were celebrated as his sons, Gopijana Vallabha, Ramakrishna, and Ramachandra. The youngest, Ramachandra, belonged to the Shandila dynasty and had the name Vatavyala. He established his family at Kadadha, and its members are known as the Goswamis as Kadadha. The eldest disciple, Gopijana Vallabha, was a resident of a village known as Lata, near the Manakara railway station in the district of Burdwan. The second, Ramakrishna, lived near Maladaha in a village named Gayeshapur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur notes that since these three disciples belonged to different gotras or dynasties and also had different surnames and lived in different places, it is not possible to accept them as the real sons of Virabhadra Goswami. Ramachandra had four sons, of whom the eldest was Radha Madhava, whose third son was named Yadavendra. Yadavendra's son was Nanda Kishore, his son was Nidhi Krishna, his son was Chaitanya Chandra, his son was Krishna Mohan, his son was Jagan Mohan, his son was Rajanath, and his son was Shyamala Goswami. This is the genealogical table given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for the descendants of Virabhadra Goswami. Well, it seems that according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all these three disciples belong to different gotras or dynasties, and so they're not real sons of Virabhadra Goswami. Continuing. Although Virabhadra Goswami was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he presented himself as a great devotee. And though the Supreme Godhead is transcendental to all Vedic injunctions, he strictly follows Vedic rituals. He is the main pillar in the hall of devotional service erected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew within himself that he acted as Supreme Lord Vishnu, but externally he was prideless. In Eka Chakra, there's at the birthplace of Lord Nityananda, there's a place where Virabhadra Goswami used to go and sit and meditate upon Lord Nityananda. This is a really imaginative meal, three different types of potatoes.
Yeah,
you should have made it very specific.
I think I just said sack, I didn't tell you the potatoes in the world.
It is by the glorious mercy of Sri Virabhadra Goswami that people all over the world now have the chance to chant the names of Chaitanya Nityananda. I therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of Virabhadra Goswami, so that by his mercy my great desire to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita will be properly guided. Two devotees of Lord Chaitanya named Sri Ramdas and Gadadhar Das always lived with Virabhadra Goswami. Let's read the purport here. Sri Ram Das, later known as Abhiram Thakur, was one of the 12 Gopal cowherd boyfriends of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The Gorganadesh Deepika, verse 126, states that Sri Ram Das was formerly Sridhan. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, chapter 4, there is a description of Sri Abhiram Thakur. By the order of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Abhiram Thakur became a great acharya and preacher of the Chaitanya cult of devotional service. He was a very influential personality, and non-devotees were very much afraid of him. Empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he was always in ecstasy and was extremely kind to all fallen souls. It is said that if he offered obeisances to any stone other than a Shalagram Shila, it would immediately fracture. You could ask why he would want to offer obeisances to a stone, but that's a detail. I guess we're just in the direction of where he was offering obeisances. 10 miles southwest of the railway station at Chandapanga, on the narrow, and actually it's all stated that anyone who he offered obeisances to would die. So usually devotees try to not give him, pay obeisances to him. 10 miles southwest of the railway station, Chandapanga, on the narrow gauge railway line from Howrah in Calcutta to Amta, a village in the Hooghly district, is a small town named Kanakula Krishnanagar, where the temple of Abhiram Thakur is situated. During the rainy season, when this area is inundated with water, people must go there by another line, which is now called the Southeastern Railway. On this line, there is a station named Kolaghatta, from which one has to go by steamer to Ranichaka. 7.5 miles north of Ranichaka is Kanakula. The temple of Abhiram Thakur is situated in Krishnanagar, which is near the Kula bank of the Kana, Dwarakeshwar River. Therefore, this place is celebrated as Kanakula Krishnanagar. Outside of the temple is a Bakul tree. This place is known as Siddhabakul Kunj. It is said that when Abhiram Thakur came here, he sat down under this tree. In Kanakula Krishnanagar, there is a big fair held every year in the month of Chaitra on the Krishna Saptami, the seventh day of the dark moon. Many hundreds and thousands of people gather for this festival. This temple of Abhiram Thakur has a very old history. The deity in the temple is known as Gopinath. There are many Saivite families living near the temple. It is said that Abhiram Thakur had a whip, and whoever he touched with it would immediately become an elevated devotee of Krishna. Amongst his disciples, Sriman Srinivasacharya was the most famous and the most dear, but it is doubtful that he was his initiated disciple. It's called Jai Mangal, that whip. It's still there. And there's also a deity of Lord Chaitanya, really far out deity of Lord Chaitanya, was like dancing. He's got his hand out like this, and his feet are dancing pose. I've seen pictures, really beautiful. When Nityananda Prabhu was ordered to go to Bengal to preach, these two devotees, Sri Ramdas and Gadadhar, were ordered to go with him. Thus, they are sometimes counted amongst the devotees of Lord Chaitanya and sometimes amongst the devotees of Lord Nityananda. Similarly, Madhava and Vasudev Ghosh belong to both groups of devotees simultaneously. There is a place named Danihata near the Agardweep railway station and Patuli in the district of Burdwan, where the deity of Sri Gopinathji is situated. This deity accepted Govinda Ghosh as his father. Even until today, the deity performs the Shraddha ceremony on the anniversary of the death of Govinda Ghosh. The temple of this deity is managed by the Rajavamsa family of Krishnagar, whose members are descendants of Raj Krishnachandra. Every year in the month of Vaishakha, when there is a Baradola ceremony, this Gopinath deity is taken to Krishnagar. The ceremony is performed with 11 other deities, and then Sri Gopinathji is again brought back to the temple at Agradvip. Do we have pickle today? I went to this place with Jagannatha Maharaj. Saw the deity. The temple is really far deity. It's like some kind of Roman or Greek architecture. It looks like something out of Greece. And big. It's huge. And the deity is, he's a little big. He's about that big. Bigger than Radha Damodara. And they bathe him every year. And he does the Shraddha ceremony of Govinda Ghosh Thakur. And then he turns white every time they do the Abhishek. He's black deity. Ramdas, one of the chief branches, was full of fraternal love of Godhead. He made a flute from a stick with 16 knots. Srila Gadadhar was always fully absorbed in the ecstasy as a gopi. In his house, Lord Nityananda enacted the drama Dan Keli. Sri Madhav Ghosh was a principal performer of kirtan. While he sang, Nityananda Prabhu danced. When Vasudeva Ghosh performed kirtan, describing Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, even wood and stone would melt upon hearing it. There were many extraordinary activities performed by Murari, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes in his ecstasy he would slap the cheek of a tiger, and sometimes he would play with a venomous snake. Purport. Murari Chaitanya was born in the village of Sarvidavanapura, which is situated about 2 miles from the Galashi station on the Burdwan line. When Murari Chaitanya came to Navadvip, he settled in the village of Modadruma or Mogachi Gram. That's Mamgachi. At that time he became known as Saranga or Saranga Murari Chaitanya Das. The descendants of his family still relied in Sarir Pata. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat Antyalila chapter 5, there is the following statement. Murari Chaitanya Das had no material bodily features, for he was completely spiritual. Thus he would sometimes chase after tigers in the jungle and treat them just like cats and dogs. He would slap the cheek of a tiger and take a venomous snake on his lap. He had no fear for his external body, of which he was completely forgetful. He would spend all 24 hours of the day chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or speaking about Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. Sometimes he would remain submerged in water for 2 or 3 days, but he would feel no bodily inconvenience. Thus he behaved almost like stone or wood, but he always used his energy in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. No one can describe his specific characteristics, but it is understood that wherever Murari Chaitanya passed, whoever was present would be enlightened in Krishna consciousness simply by the atmosphere he created. All the associates of Lord Nityananda were formerly cowherd boys in Brajabhumi. Their symbolic representations were the horn and sticks they carried, the cowherd dress and the peacock plumes on their heads. Purport. Janava Mata is also within the list of Lord Nityananda's followers. She is described in Gorgana Deshtipika, verse 66, as Ananga Manjari of Vrindavan. All the devotees who are followers of Janava Mata are counted within the list of Sri Nityananda Prabhu devotees. You ready? Should we honor and we can continue reading a little more tomorrow? The physician Raghunath, also known as Upadhyaya, was so great a devotee that simply seeing him would awaken one's dormant love of Godhead. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Nitai.